Meet Gail. Her thing is being a supermom. And supermom has a lot on her super-sized plate.
Ain't that the truth.
But at Walmart Pharmacy, supermom recently got her whole family updated on all their vaccines.
We knocked it out during a grocery run. No appointment.
That's next-level supermom. From pneumonia to shingles, HPV, and more, get no-cost vaccinations from an expert pharmacist where you already shop. Welcome to an easier pharmacy. Welcome to your Walmart. $0 copay with most insurances. State age and health restrictions may apply.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Two by two they go, but their legs won't tell them so.
From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC, this is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and today, for the first time since March of 2020, we're back in our old studio here in Lower Manhattan, and my guests are the Richmond, Virginia duo known as Lean Year. Emily Rex and Rick Alverson, both singing and playing keyboards. Lean Year joined us in this very room back in 2018 when the band had just released its self-titled debut album. Now, 4 years and one pandemic later, they join us with a new record in tow called Sides, an album full of songs about grief and memory, the things we lose and the things that remain. And Lean Year are going to play some of those songs for us here in the studio today. This one is Nighttime.
One, two.
Here's to life and wealth, and a pox upon your health. I just want to go back home. Babies cry. I just want to go.
That is Lean Year with a live performance of Nighttime. It's from their latest album called Sides, and the duo is comprised of Emily Rex and Rick Alverson, both singing. And Emily, you're playing, it says Mellotron, but that's not an early 70s Mellotron.
It's not, no.
Yeah.
No, it's the awesome new Mellotron Mini.
And so a digital version of what used to be essentially a portable tape recorder.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And Rick, you'll be swapping instruments throughout this set, but starting on what does look like a vintage Wurlitzer organ.
Yeah, I'm guessing 1971.
Wow, that's a pretty specific guess.
I was born that year, so I just I say that about everything.
He dates everything back to himself.
So, with a name like Lean Year, Emily, people are not expecting lush, big sonic landscapes. Even so, Sides is has a very pensive, this song a very nocturnal mood. Less of the kind of folky sound of the first record. Did you set out to make something with a slightly different sound the second time around?
I think it was a pretty natural evolution. We ended up writing quite a few songs on keys more than guitar. There's only one guitar song on this record, so and I think quite a bit also on the Mellotron. Mm-hmm. So I think it ended up, those bass tracks ended up just being really full and lush. And we stepped away from maybe some of the kind of folkiness of the first record. I don't know. What do you?
I mean, I've always considered it sort of ambient folk. So mm-hmm. we just
doubled down on the ambient. Yeah. The title Sides, the story, as I understand it, is the meaning of that title now is not what it was when the two of you set out to make this record.
Initially, it was going to be a record with a lot of other featured performers of conflict ballads, which seemed to reflect just a lot of things in the world pre-pandemic and all of the precipices and the sort of gulfs and gaps, you know, through the recent political tumult that we've seen.
Right.
And in April of 2019, my dad died, and over the course of the next year, my mom developed dementia, and she died a few weeks after the vaccine came out. And we were recording about 3 days prior to that in our in Michigan with Eric Hall, we had our dog Orca up there, and he unexpectedly died. And so it was sort of the idea of the gulf and transition and the precipice just took on new proportions. And then we came back and actually recorded a few months after all of that.
Literally, Emily, on a different side of things than when you went into the process.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah, I think the name still felt apt, and I think there's ways in which loss is a conflict. And it's also, you know, we had this really, unlike a lot of folks who lost people to COVID, we were able to be with our loved ones when they were passing, and we are eternally grateful for that. But you know, without going too much into it, it's hard work dying, you know, like we spent this kind of week in vigil with, you know, our beloved dog and Rick's beloved mother. And there was a way in which the feeling, that original feeling, just, it kind of carried through in this strange way. And, you know, and it being about kind of thresholds and being in between things. And so it stuck.
The next one that you're going to do, Marriage of Heaven and Hell, Emily, did the kind of the journey that the two of you went on in the making of this, did it change the songwriting process?
I think it's hard. We still use like a lot of the, we're very into this kind of ghostwriting thing that I can't remember if we talked about this last time, but I'll be sort of playing and singing in one room, and Rick will be either sort of intentionally kind of half there or actually physically in another room. And we like to try to understand kind of what's misunderstood between us. So mm-hmm. he'll say, you know, I think I heard you say this, or, you know.
And then we sort of take it from there. And that's the additive sort of other.
Yeah, that there's kind of like another writer in the space. But I will say that with this particular song, like Rick was upstairs one day and then just like popped downstairs and was like, I wrote a complete song in like 20 minutes. And I love it. In the bathtub, which is his happy place. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that sounds like a big yes. It did change the songwriting process if you've suddenly done something you hadn't done before. Mm-hmm.
Unless
bathroom time often leads to songs, maybe. I don't know.
I think a couple of the songs came out that way, especially for Rick. I for me, it's much more of kind of like a long, drawn out, tortured process. But the first song on our record, Legs, he wrote the night that our pup died, and you had a couple moments like that where it was just like this has arrived, kind of.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's hear the results on this song called Marriage of Heaven and Hell. And for this one, Rick will strap on the electric guitar. Emily is still behind the Mellotron here in our studio. It's Lean Year and another live performance of a song from their new album, Sides.
Starts with an easy way out, then it goes back to wrestling the body, the tongue and the toes. I am feeling the edges, the fingers have felt, they are numb to the weather, but better, I guess. Then the cough in the corner, the bed in the room, it's the soft hand of science on a cold afternoon. Can we start with the thicken and move to the field? I'll be better, I swear, with a cart or a wheel. You can push me and pull me, I'm good with the game. It's like falling downstairs and falling again.
Things above me to the right things.
Once again, Lean Year, live in the studio, and Marriage of Heaven and Hell, one of the songs from their sophomore release, the new album called Sides. And the album from note one has this kind of, I don't know, ominous quality to it. You know, the opening of Legs, I don't know if that's a real thumb piano or a...
It's a kalimba.
It's a real thumb piano.
Yeah.
It reminded me for some reason of Tubular Bells, you know, the Mike Oldfield piece that was used in The Exorcist.
That's nice.
Famously, yeah.
Nice.
Is it nice, really?
Yes.
We like it.
And Rick, you know, in your other life as a filmmaker, you know, you're interested in, you know, splashes of color on the visual canvas and things like that, and there are these little touches around the edges of the mix sometimes, and there are moments that almost sound like they came out of a horror movie. You know, it's not just the opening of Legs. When Emily, when you sing about the big thing up ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And my friends, they just don't know about the big thing up ahead.
That lyric, first of all, sort of implies that the big thing up ahead is not going to be a good thing, you know?
Might not be so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then in a song like Pains, you have the weird distorted vocal and the wandering synthesizer sound.
I guess you think you need to know. I guess you think you need to make it so.
A lot of the signifiers that we would get in a horror movie are on this record.
Well, that's interesting. I've been writing a horror movie for the past 5 years that I'm just casting now. So, I mean, maybe
really?
There's some. Yeah.
Which we kind of realized the other day was kind of about his mom. You know, I mean, it's not really, but it's all of these things. It's interesting writing music, especially, I think, in the way that when you get to collaborate between two people, what comes out is just like it's drawing on the big pool of things that you happen to be swimming in at that moment. So,
yeah, it also feels like a particularly trepidatious time where there's a low grade. I mean, even out prior to the pandemic, and the pandemic has, you know, inflamed that in some way, but like a low grade anxiety that, you know, we're in the postures of normalcy, but there's something just right below the surface that, you know, you want to, you know, you don't want to just run from, you want to sort of commune with, you know, it makes it a little more comfortable.
So that sense of something looming, you know, yeah. or lurking is strong in a lot of this. So, Sides, as you mentioned before, you know, it turned out to be a different album coming out of the process than when you went in. That's already now some time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Have you started on a new batch of songs? Where does that seem to be taking you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're sort of kicking around a lot of, we have a ton of unfinished voice memos.
Yeah. We kind of like scroll through the voice memos every once in a while. I think Rick
needs to get back in the bathtub.
Yeah, exactly.
Like.
I think we've got it. We'd love to just do an EP, maybe with like a couple friends or something. But I think we've got something cooking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't that the original idea for Sides? Was get a couple of friends?
Yeah, I think maybe it is gonna pick
all
up
right.
where we left off.
Yeah. Very nice. Yeah. Emily, I wanted to ask you about. I hear it specifically in the next song you're going to do, but there are moments in your songs where your lyric lines tend to not line up kind of where you would expect those lyrics to land rhythmically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're kind of like sprung from the rhythm of the song. And if you read the lyrics for this next song, for example, the way they read on the page is not the way you sing them.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of the phrasing is just it's all over the place, and I just so I don't really have a question here other than what the heck.
Yeah, I think it's
It's consistently all over the place.
It's consistently all over the place. It may not be the favorite thing of all members in the band that I'm, but I don't know.
No, I love it.
Yeah, it's interesting because I tend to repeat the same phrasing, but it does. I don't know. It feels like it emerges as we're playing, and I mean, I think also we have fewer tracks on this record that are like this, but on the previous record more. There's this bass mellotron track that is just kind of like, it's the same throughout the whole songs, you know? And I sort of love that because it means you just can be anywhere and do kind of anything with it. But it's in the room with you, I guess. I don't know.
It almost sounds, I mean, I know you're singing, but it almost sounds like the rhythms of speech, which are not, you know, the kind of the same rhythms as song.
Totally.
All right. Let's hear this performance of Trouble with Being Warm, which is one of the singles from the album Sides, the latest from the band Lean Year. And for this one, Rick is going to move behind our newly retuned and about to be used for the first time in over 2 years Steinway piano. So here once again, Lean Year with a song called Trouble with Being Warm.
When I try.
Trouble with Being Warm is the name of the song from the band Lean Year, the duo from Richmond, Virginia, here in our New Sound studio, and the album called Sides is their most recent. Rick, is The Mountain still your most recent film?
It is, yeah. Yeah, that came out in 2019.
Okay. Yeah. So this horror film, will that be the next thing, or do you have something else already in the pipeline?
Yeah, hopefully it'll be next, but it's set in the 12th century, so, and there's convent construction involved, so it's complex.
Really? Does the 12th century nun, Hildegard of Bingen, figure into your story?
I mean, well, she's the patron saint of it, yeah.
Okay. Very nice. Something to look forward to. Emily, do you get involved in that side of things at all?
I produced a couple like music videos. We did one with Sharon Bennett and Angel Olsen, and I also, my favorite thing that I got to do with Rick was I produced a little music doc that he did on William Eggleston. So we went down to Memphis and hung out with him for a couple days, which was when he put out that great
record called Music.
Yeah.
Emily, I have a final question for you, and it's simply this: how high does your voice go?
I don't know.
The reason I ask is because, you know, we're going to hear a little bit of End to end this.
Yeah.
And there are moments where it's just like, is she doing that? Has Eric done something to?
Yeah. On End, it's natural. Yeah.
Don't know where I've been. If you play my part.
Some pretty high notes. You're getting up into, you know, kind of coloratura soprano territory at times in this song called End, which we will use to wrap things up. But before we do, Emily Rex, Rick Alverson, a real pleasure to have the two of you. Congratulations on Sides, which is a really, in its own very restrained way, a super compelling record. Thank you so much for having us.
It's so great to be here.
And watch the videos that we've shot of the live performances of Lean Year. And my thanks to our videographer, Eric Weber, our technical director, as always, Irene Trudell, our producer, Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.